Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back to the show, League of Dads Radio on TalkZone.com. I got another email I'm going to read to you. Then I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes of the show for this week, and that is Social Services, DIFAS, Child Services, whatever it's called in your jurisdiction. Going to get into that. I'm going to read the next email. It's from Jimmy. Jimmy is from Chicago. And what Jimmy says in his email is, I went to court last month for a custody hearing, and my child's mother said some things about me that wasn't true. I have to admit I was shocked and responded. And when I did, the court acted as if she never said anything. It was all based on what I said. I have to admit she had an attorney and I didn't. Jimmy said some more things in that email, but I'm going to answer that email by saying this. He made it sound like the fact that she had an email, so it kind of allowed her to say what she had to say, and basically wasn't allowed to say anything. That is 1,000,000% wrong. Jimmy, as a father, in a custody hearing, it is very important that you say what you have to say. In my opinion, an attorney isn't necessary. I believe that when my child gets of age and she wants to read each and every transcript that I have, she will hear the passion in my fight. She can see my fight, and I'm not going to go lawyer up and go to court and have an individual speaking on my behalf. Don't even give 2 cents about it. So, Jimmy, that really doesn't matter. You should have been allowed to talk. It also says in this email that after his child's mom said some things about him that wasn't true, it says he was shocked. And that normally is the case, because once again, when it comes to custody, I often hear dads, that is, I often hear a woman say, bring me my baby. Once a relationship goes south, the disgruntledness kicks in, and there is no such thing as it's our child anymore. Everything now is my baby. I don't want my baby to go see this guy. I don't want my baby spending no time around him and his girlfriend. I don't want my baby. So the disgruntledness got the disgruntled woman in this matter now speaking, that the father is now no longer in the equation. Jimmy, this all starts in court. She needs to seal the deal on your involvement with your child by coming to court, stacking a deck against you, by saying a whole bunch of things that aren't true. I have experienced this myself. It will continue to happen. Jimmy, not going to tell you what to do, but Jimmy, I'm going to tell you what we like to do here at the League of Dads. What we do at the League of Dads here, and it happened more times than I'd like to talk about, and it will continue to happen. Jimmy and we are successful at dealing with it, and we will continue to be successful at dealing with it. That whatever was said about you that wasn't true is public record. So what that means is, if you decide you want to go get a job, let's say at a bank, or go get a job at a high security firm, your character plays in this whole thing. To the extent of an investigation of that place that want to hire you, they can in fact check, and they will check and see on all court dates that you had, whether it be family court, ticket, lawsuit, or whatever, criminal, whatever. They will check. If they decide to dig and find this stuff and find dirt on your character, it will deny you from some things. This is why what we do here at the League of Dads is so important. That is, we file a lawsuit for slander. This is what we do. Because of those things that I just mentioned, you should not have anyone, or anyone from that matter, should have anyone talking something bad about them simply to secure a victory. when we watch sports, when we watch basketball, one team isn't allowed 6 players on the floor and the other team is allowed 5. It is supposed to be a fair arena. But more times than I'd like to mention, disgruntled mothers come to court with their bootleg tactics, and they like to kick dirt on a father to secure that him not spend time with the child victory. Jimmy, what we do here at the League of Dads is we like the fact that when something said this isn't true, the attorney in this matter, Jimmy, is a bonus. Oh, that's the bonus round. We love that so much because now we have somebody that is practicing law. They have a license and they got a little bit more to lose when they decide they want to come to court and they want to go ahead and exercise bad information and say things about us dads that have absolutely no merit. We like that here at the League of Dads. We get so excited that we have an attorney here that we now can see to it that they understand that their profession does not allow them to take the quick route to obtain a victory for their client. Just like a prosecutor or anybody else, you can't just come arrest somebody and think that because you have the power to arrest, then you should instantly get the conviction. You must work at your craft. And if your craft is lousy and what a lot of law firms do, Jimmy, simply because they're going up against the father and the courts, everybody knows the atmosphere of the courts. We all know that they are not in favor of the father. So therefore, when a father walks into this arena, they keep this torch lit. Okay, Jimmy. So Jimmy from Chicago, I hope I answered your email. Things that we do. If you want to call the League of Dads, you can give us a call at any time. That number is 201-406-1971. That is the number to the League of Dads. I answer the phone 80% of the time. That's what I do. That comes to me, and I have no problem with it. When it comes to the emails, I go over all the emails, and I distribute our line of attack. To defend, of course. We're never on the attack to start it. Okay, I'm going to now get into a big problem with a lot of us fathers, and that's social services. But when it comes to social services, it's not just fathers. So the situation with social services covers a lot of grounds with family. Social services people are like the family police. They kind of like they're the feds of the family situation. Most of them, if not all of them, carry badges, and I've never met a nice one. Never, ever met a nice one. Never talked to a nice one. I never, ever talked to a nice one. Simply said, when you talk to them, you can tell when they are not really like that as an individual, but because of their job title, they're acting real aggressive. Got something for dealing with them. And for that, I say to the dads out there that are listening, if I can handle a judge, I'm not understanding what makes a social service worker think they even got a chance. I just don't understand that. But anyway. I'm going to start with some steps in dealing with social services. I'm going to start with that. Some of the steps in dealing with social services, and I'm going to tell you, this happened to one of the members of the League of Dads. They got the child returned to them. You heard me talk about this some weeks back. It was only about 2 minutes, so it was brief. Member got his child back from their spending some time with their mother, and they had a mark on the child. That individual then turned around and went back to the house and punched somebody. Then it turned into a felony situation, and we don't help with felonies. We don't. That's not our forte. What you'll never ever hear me do is talk bad about the criminal division of law. It's because there's so many things that are happening out there, and that's just not my arena. So he goes there and he punched the individual. Long story short, he got arrested. Okay. That's not how you deal with anything. But I will say this. Over the years, even myself, I call social services a couple of times. And when a man calls, it's they know they figure you're trying to get back at the child's mom. I remember I picked my child up and her tooth was black. Her tooth was black. And I asked her what happened. I picked my child up and she had marks on her, called social services. I am at 0% because I wasn't handling it then like I handle it now. And this is what I'll tell anyone out there who is embarking on social services. Do what we do here at the League of Dads. And what we do here at the League of Dads is this. We don't ever call anybody. It's really, it's something that you can't keep track of. They say documentation is the best form of talking, and because it's recorded. So what we do here is whenever there's a situation, we send our request via certified mail. And the reason why we send all our requests for any type of investigation via certified mail is because if we call, they're going to deter us. The unfortunate thing about social services is they have a million cases that they're dealing with. So they really, if they can deter five cases, oh, most definitely they will. If you claim that you called them and who did you talk to and this and that, it will go nowhere. If in fact what you suspected ultimately turns into a bad thing. So we send everything certified mail when we communicate with them. And the reason being, as I stated, a lot of fathers have called social services just to have gotten blown off. What fathers have been told is, like I said, where's the child? Who's the child spending the time with the most? You don't have any information. Did you take the child here? Did you take the child there? Does this happen every time? No, it doesn't happen every time. No, it doesn't happen every time. I'm talking about our experiences with fathers. What normally happens, the number one complaint that came against League of Dad members, child mother goes to makes a complaint with social services and claim that the father is on drugs. The father spends a lot of time around individuals that do drugs. I'm going to say this. If there's anyone out there that knows a disgruntled mother, ask them how they feel about their child spending time with his or her father, with his new girlfriend. And we get a lot of calls at the League of Dads. A lot of women call us at the League of Dads. So I speak to a lot of women. And I try to help them understand that your concerns are of a personal nature. It's not, your concerns aren't life threatening. I even have some female friends that made some claims about individuals and their lifestyles. Once again, if an individual is dealing in any type of narcotics, whether it be marijuana, speed ball, blip blip, 2020s, whatever the new term for the hottest upper or downer out there on the market, whatever, if you are a woman and your intentions are truly not disgruntled and you feel as though your child is spending time in an environment where drugs are involved, I don't understand why the call of social services. That sounds like an illegal act. And as I stated before, when a father is doing something that is bad, there are many agencies waiting in line to put him in his place. So somebody could say, I got X amount of convictions this week or this month or whatever they go by, the quarter. So therefore, I should get a promotion. The grandest reason why social services are the pit bull with their pit bull tactics that they have is because of that. Whenever you're dealing with an organization that have cases, I represent a case to child services. My child represents a case to child services. They would not call my child by her name. She would be case number at child services. If there's an individual down there that works for child services and they want to get their dockets full, what they're going to do is they're going to get so many cases and solve them. And so when promotion time comes around, now they're going to be this individual with their tactics. The unfortunate thing with this method is a lot of innocent people get caught in the dragnet, both men and women, and a lot of bad things happen to children because child services have an attack method in which they go about that's not sufficient to the true problem. So this is how I tell the members at the League of Dads, and this is something that everyone out there should know. If federal courts govern lower courts, why then do social services think they're immune to this method as well? I'm sure there's somebody out there listening to this broadcast right now that knows at least one person that found themselves in a situation where social services was involved and there was probably some injustice, or probably found out social services was involved and the correct thing happened. Not knocking social services to the point, but I probably would question their tactics. I would question why are they pushing us fathers away when we call them, when we see something wrong with them. But as I stated, social services have guidelines that they need to follow, as well as the court system. And what I'm seeing is a lot of social services worker, like I said, I have never met a nice one. Never. You know, and there's a reason for the fact that I have never met a nice one. But when we come back, I'm going to continue talking about this situation with social services. Then we're going to get into my thoughts. This is League of Dads Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.